and Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
So I should have known it. Guys got me giggling, and I giggled right into the intro stuff, and I knew it. I was like, oh, this is, oh, I blew it. Okay, welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee, everybody. It's Renee Bernard. And tonight I have not one but two fantastic guests on the program. I am super excited because it's Ruthie Knox and Molly O'Keefe, and it's all about the season. Am I right, ladies? We are smack in the middle of the naughty and nice
season.
Yes?
Yeah, absolutely.
How's that going?
I feel like I've been smacked by the season.
You do, actually. And not in a nice way so much.
No, not so much.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't really notice it was Chris. I mean, I really hadn't quite prepared or recovered from Thanksgiving. And then all of a sudden, I just felt like this one just sort of, I don't know what happened. Wow, everybody's got lights up. I'm like, whoa.
They get away from you. Sometimes they just get away from you.
This is one
for sure.
I don't know if I should drink more or less. I just feel like I'm out of
more.
Thing.
You can
more.
You could try.
Always,
you could try, if you start with more, then probably the next day you'll want to go with less. So then you'll be trying them both out and
That's the Ruthie Knox and Molly O'Keefe recipe for the naughty and nice holiday.
Yeah.
One night you
overindulge
drink too much.
And then underindulge. Yeah. And, you know, repeat as needed.
Yep.
But clearly
it's working
indulge.
For us, don't you think? I think, Ruthie, don't you feel like it's working for us?
Yeah,
so far,
totally
so good. But I'm going to say your cover put me in the mood for, I was like, wow.
That candy cane? Was it the candy cane?
I think maybe it was a candy cane. I don't know.
Or the sort of Santa belt.
Yeah, it's
how did they get the Santa belt through the standard belt buckle, the jeans belt loops? Like, that was like
a mystery.
I
think that was the magic of Photoshop.
I was going to say that's the magic of Christmas. I was going to try to say
that is the magic of Christmas.
Do that.
Yeah.
And don't rain on my parade. I'm all focused on the belt. I'm not looking at any of the topography. I'm like, how can you get that in there? That was some big belt loops on that boy.
Yeah,
woo!
Elves were involved. There were probably elves tugging on both ends.
Okay, now it's now it's graphic. You've ruined it. Now I'm, where's the elf I'm looking? Uh-oh. And that candy cane isn't an awkward. That candy cane isn't an awkward. Okay. All right, then.
I think it's just because we've been looking at it for so long.
Is that what it is? It's a blur now.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Santa, after all those cookies and milk, looks anywhere close to this particular rendition. But this is the guy I would probably want to appear in my home. So there you go. Okay, everybody, just so you know, it's Ruthie made it really hard. Hers is RuthieKnox.com. Wow.
Yeah, it's rough.
I'm loving you for that. And then Molly made it slightly more fun. It's Molly, and then there's a dash, and then it's O'Keefe.com. Don't try to put an apostrophe in there, people. Don't go crazy.
Yeah.
Just run together like a mad woman. There you go. But either site, and there it is. Naughty and nice. Mm. And then, Ruthie, you've got one coming out next month. What are you, crazy?
End of January,
Did you not get the memo about pacing yourself or...
I didn't. No, or I shredded it. I'm not really sure. Like, I had all these books, and now they're coming. They're just gonna start flying in your face, basically, next year. So get ready.
Ruthie Knox. Woo!
All up in your face.
Duck! Here comes another one. Duck!
There's oiled abs coming at your head.
So we're just picturing you writing 15,000-20,000 words a night, just fly on these things out the window. It's fabulous. So fabulous.
Frisbees. Here's another one. Take it.
Did you know each other before Naughty and Nice, before you were working on this anthology, or is this kind of something that sort of brought you together, or are you drinking partners? Are you...
At RWA.
Yeah, we met at Nationals last year at the RWA Nationals.
Mm.
Right?
But I felt like I already knew her because she just has this, she's familiar to me. And then it turned out the other day that we both had
familiar
very similar
in general
Midwest. We had similar Midwestern adolescences.
We did. Lots of trucks.
I think we have common ground.
Trucks.
Yep.
And
cheese. Who knows
an old style beer.
Oh, really? Oh, oh, wow. You know, of all the things I expected you to bond over, I'm going to say trucks and beer. I probably didn't come to mind right off the bat. So
I don't actually think that's what we bonded over.
Wow.
Boys and cards. Yeah. Racing.
And I think probably being like the nerdy, like the nerdy drama speech.
Yes.
English kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, to really paint a really great picture of our adolescence, we were the nerdy
drama club
speech.
Card playing.
I'm
Euchre
in that club.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in that club. We could bond. Almost everyone I meet at let's face it, a lot of our author friends. We're all in that.
There are.
I agree.
A lot of us.
Well, and I think it makes us. I think that kind of adolescence grooms you for a pretty interesting adulthood. You know.
Really.
Like you've weathered some lumps. You've figured out how to like read a crowd and you know social standing and
survive
you can kind of
cafeteria.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just what we tell ourselves.
No.
We're reshaping that narrative.
Now we're cool. That's right. We've survived. So now we're cool.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody cooler than Ruthie. I don't.
That's true. Ruthie's pretty cool.
Ruthie's
a
knitter.
I'm going to put that on my website. Right on the front page.
Quote me at
will. I don't know anybody cooler than Ruthie.
Then Ruthie, and then have Molly O'Keefe,
Molly O'Keefe.
Rita Award
Paragon
author,
of Cool.
Yeah, said that she has never
You know what I could do
cooler.
Is I could send you my senior picture, and you could put it up. you could have like a bubble coming out of my mouth.
Oh, I bonfired really... all of that years ago. I'm sorry.
You know, a couple years ago,
is that the
I was
sound of that blowing
out
up?
Basement. We had all these boxes in the basement, and I found a whole huge box of all my high school correspondence because I used to write to my friends in college. And what I did was throw it away.
Yeah.
Really? I don't ever want to read this again. And I don't want anybody else to read it. And I'm a historian, and this is awful, but I just threw it away.
No, you're like, oh, look, memory lane. I'm not going down there. No
exactly.
way.
I just,
Mama
like, lit
raise...
that.
Mama didn't raise no fool. I'm not going down there. Are you crazy?
I've kept my journal from high school, and
really?
I can't read it now. Like, it's too close. It's too painful. But I figure, like, in 15 years, I'm ready to look at this.
I don't know what the time limit is on that, but the angst and just the bad. That would just be too. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're alone on that one.
Yeah,
I might be.
I'm with Ruthie. I'm ditching that.
All right. I won't send it to you or read it aloud to you.
Sorry.
I get it.
Sorry. But, you know, we're heartless, I guess. Or
well,
in
50 years
know.
When I'm all disappointed because I threw my letters away, I'll just borrow Molly's journal.
It'll be about the same.
Probably more like
Molly's apple. We'll relive ours through hers.
That's right. We can talk about the high school production of Our Town.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I had a horrible flashback. I'm sorry. I'm okay now. Okay.
Did you do Our Town as well?
Oh, doesn't everybody? There's like a cycle of five bad plays that high schoolers feel compelled to be put through, and I think that one's on the list. So, but let's not get in trouble with all the Glee followers out there who are going to send us hate mail.
That's true. That's true.
I'm Brigadoon. They can send me. We can bond over Brigadoon.
Were you in Brigadoon?
Wow. I was in Brigadoon.
You said that was such a word. Like, that was like the bottom.
But you know what the thing, this is a fun thing about Brigadoon, like was that I didn't want to be the lead because I'd never kissed anyone.
Oh.
And I knew that I would have to kiss the guy who was the lead, and I didn't want him to be my first kiss. So I told the director that I wanted to play Meg, who was the one who was kind of a whore.
Oh,
but she had all the good songs.
Anybody.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have to kiss anybody. So that
apparently
was my part.
You,
I had,
oh.
Oh, that is funny.
That's so funny. Yeah, break
but
it
did
down.
You have to sing? Can you sing, Ruthie?
Yeah, I can sing. Yeah, I had those. She has the best songs in the play. She has two songs and they're really funny.
Wow. Okay, Molly, right, make a note of that. That confession that she can sing is going to come back
that
and
haunt
her.
That changes things.
Yeah.
See, I gotta rethink our whole relationship now.
We're going to set her
no.
up. No, we still love you. We're just envious. But other than that, and the kids
I am envious. That's true.
That's true. It's, you know, one of those talents you can't fake, sadly.
No.
So, you know what I mean? Like, there are some things, if you just approach it with confidence, people will believe, they will go with it, and they will believe
yeah.
you. But singing, no.
Yeah, not so much.
No. You get called on that right away.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
yeah.
But I have two big brothers, and they hated the way I sang. So even though I could sing, I was encouraged strongly not to.
Yeah.
So there was
yeah.
that.
And how that feels. Yeah, my children will not let me sing. So that whole myth
yeah.
about, oh, they love your voice, you're their mother, blah, blah, blah. No, that is not true. I'm going to debunk
no.
that right now. Yeah, no. That's, no, they're critics. And they have no filter. They have no social filter. So they'll just tell you to your face, Mom, no.
How old are they?
No. 3 and 6.
Oh, my gosh. I've got 4 and 6. So, yeah.
Wow.
I've got 3. Or, no, he's 4 now. I've got a 4-year-old.
Oh! Look, we're bonding. Look at. Okay, so I'm sorry. Okay, the books, focus, because now we're going to be like, oh my God, we'll send you pictures.
Right, not yet.
All right.
You know, the fun thing about the books is I have a book out, I think, is it the same day, Ruthie, or is it the day before yours?
I think it's within a day in January.
Oh,
yeah.
So you too.
Yeah,
did
like
not
mine's
learn
the 28th
the
or 29th.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 28th is mine. I think yours is the Tuesday, which is 29th.
Yours is the 29th. Yes, a crazy
I cannot. See, I should
love.
Know that.
I'm so sorry. Molly, I did not realize that you two had a book coming out the very next
That's
day.
That's okay.
Yeah,
again,
she is also
out there
flying in your face.
You guys are really not pacing yourselves at all. I'm in awe.
Well, Molly,
well,
you
I
know,
don't
Molly
feel like
wrote,
it's...
like...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that you wrote like 400 books for Harlequin, so this is your pace.
I did exactly 400 books. I wrote 20 books
God.
For Harlequin.
Oh, my God. It's like, I'm calling Guinness. That's insane. You're writing books in your sleep. I mean, that's
no, I mean, it's over a very long, you know, I've been doing this a while. I did it
so
all yesterday.
The longer you do this, I'm just going to be able to ultimately start cranking out, you know, 30, 40, 50 books a month and just go from there and... That's, wow. Whew, 400.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
You too, Grasshopper. You too.
You too. Okay. Snatch the pebble.
You know, I was writing all of those books, like, in between having babies. So I would, like,
what?
You know, so I'd have this 9-month pregnancy, and I'd be like, okay, gotta get stuff done, and then I'd take this break. So I wrote really fast for, like, a very intense period of time, and then it wasn't.
Yeah, but how many babies? How many babies do you have?
Well, I have a few.
She
felt like I was trying to
make
forever,
it sound like
two.
She had
I'm
a
like,
couple
that's
dozen.
400 books. Let's see.
No, they're not 400. I have 20.
What are
20.
You doing? Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so proud of us. We did actually talk about the books, by the way, which is
there
amazing.
Are, yeah, the books are happening.
We got
that's
titles
really...
in anyway. We got no
yeah.
further than that. We didn't get to talk about the actual books themselves. So, you know, this I'm going to say this was a success.
Yeah, I'm already
and then
thrilled.
I'm going to try to get you guys to come back in January so that we can talk about the single title. And then
we can not talk about them again?
No, no. Well, yes.
Should we talk about our college years? I look forward to that.
Let's talk about our college years. You know what? I'm going to go see if I can pull some old love letters from, you know, middle school or whatever, and see if I can pull some good stuff, and we'll go from there. You guys are killing me. You're just killing me. All right. Good night, though. Thank
good night.
You.
Thank
so
you.
So much fun.
Good night. Thank
right.
you very much.
Okay. Well, join us next week for more canned laughter and coffee, and next month we'll have both these ladies back. Oh, Lord. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.